This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Here we are. We are at the almost end of the trial of Sean Diddy Combs. Closing arguments are to begin on Thursday or today, maybe yesterday, whenever you're watching or listening to this. But that's where we're standing right now. We're going to take a look back at the trial itself. What happened in the trial? What it means, and what's next in the trial on Diddy Combs. After presenting a comprehensive narrative over six intense weeks, federal prosecutors finally rested, leaving jurors with a stark, unfiltered portrayal, if you will, of Diddy's alleged criminal enterprise. In total, prosecutors called 34 witnesses, presented graphic, often unsettling evidence that will haunt them in their dreams for the rest of their lives. You're going to dream about Diddy's parties tonight. You are.
You know, these people...
You even got the red room.
Yeah. Are there things in place... I've never been part of a jury. We've talked about that before, how I pretty much got booted once they figured out what I did for a living.
I was afraid you're going to say, I've never been part of a Diddy party.
No, I've never been part of a freak off. Thank God. But I wonder if there is anything in place for maybe some counseling afterwards to deal with. I mean, they're being traumatized by the shit they're seeing during this trial. This is the second, like, what would you call it? Something trauma, but it's...
Is it secondhand trauma?
Something of that nature. I mean, it's not directly happening to them, but them having to watch it. Like, they can't look away. Yeah. They have to see it.
Yeah. Can they, like, civilly sue
Diddy?
They are being traumatized. Can they civilly sue Diddy after this for having to be on this jury and be traumatized by what he put them through? That'd be an interesting one. I wonder if that's ever happened. Has a juror ever civilly sued the defendant in a criminal trial civilly because of what they had witnessed or for trauma of what they had to witness in the
I'm going to trial. Ask AI if you can sue for...
Look that up. I'm going to keep going through this. And
I'm betting that that's not a thing.
There's
because
probably something that prevents that.
Yeah.
Because someone's would have had to have attempted this by now.
I would think.
Unless we just came up with a brand new idea. In total, prosecutors called 34 witnesses. They presented graphic, often unsettling evidence, including explicit video footage. I think one day it was like 30 minutes or something. It was a long time. They had to sit there and watch Diddy freak off. Detailed financial and travel records and harrowing firsthand accounts from victims who describe coercion, abuse, and intimidation at Combs' infamous freak-off parties.
Dude.
And what did you find?
Now, of course, this is ChatGPT giving the answer. So for those of you listening out there going, I've got an idea. Obviously, if that's something you want to do, you need to talk to an attorney. But it says, yes, under certain circumstances, a juror may potentially sue if they were traumatized by evidence presented during a trial. But the path is difficult, and the legal protections for courts make these claims rare and challenging to win.
Really?
Yes. But it doesn't exclusively say you can't do that.
You can't do that on TV. Wasn't that a Nickelodeon show?
Yeah, I think so. So civil lawsuits are a long shot. Alternative avenues may be requesting therapy or counseling referrals from the court, victim compensation programs, and legislative action in rare cases where traumatized jurors have petitioned for change, like mental health support or screening. So, interesting.
one could potentially sue Diddy. I wonder if it's like if it's state law affects that as well, as terms of like what, you know, what actually would be. I don't know.
Again, it talks about how difficult it is to win this, but there have been reports of jurors experiencing PTSD-like symptoms after disturbing trials, child abuse, violent murder. Yeah. In some cases, these led to public discussions about the need for post-trial support systems. What I was just asking about, if I had to sit through Gilgo Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out.
I think the Koberger trial, if they're going to show
graphic
the bodies, and I don't want to see it. That's that you can't unsee that shit. And
but you, I think as a juror, you have to, you can't like shield your eyes. I mean, you've got to look. That's evidence. You are a juror. What do you do?
Maybe that's how you get out of jury duty at one there too, where it's like, you're going to be exposed to this graphic evidence. How do you feel about that? I'll throw up. I'll just vomit projectile at the fellow jurors.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I'm talking like fucking pea soup, like exorcist shit. Yeah. I wouldn't, but I would say that.
Right. And one more thing I'd like to add to that. If you need to get out of something at work, always explosive diarrhea. Nobody can fight that.
Nobody can fight the power of explosive diarrhea.
It's a true story.
It sounds like a 80s product or something.
It does.
No one can fight the power of explosive diarrhea by Menon.
This day off of work sponsored by Imodium AD.
Well, the defense, another thing of what happened here in this case, they chose not to call any witnesses. Kind of a big deal, surprisingly, or perhaps confidently. The defense team opted to rest immediately after the prosecution finished. It was just basically stand up, sit down, we rest. This means the jury is not hearing from character witnesses or expert testimonies brought by Combs' lawyers or random children that he somehow adopted in strange videos that are online saying how wonderful Mr. Combs or is or whatever the hell he's been up to. Most notably, Sean Combs himself explicitly declined to testify in a memorable courtroom moment when Judge Aaron Samaradian directly asked him how he felt about that decision. Combs casually quipped, "I'm doing great, thank you. You're doing an excellent job," eliciting chuckles from an otherwise tense courtroom.
Wow.
Another thing that happened, the jury got their final instructions. They included the judge finalizing and previewing jury instructions, clarifying exactly how jurors should weigh charges like racketeering, sex trafficking, and interstate prostitution. These instructions emphasized definitions of coercion, consent, and the criteria required to prove the existence of a criminal enterprise. So, that's what has happened in the trial of Diddy thus far. What it means? Well, the prosecution's case now has been fully presented. Prosecutors have meticulously crafted a powerful narrative. They've shown extensive evidence aimed at proving that Combs orchestrated and oversaw coercive sexual activities under the facade of lavish parties, leveraging his immense wealth, fame, and influence. And there's the exhaustive presentation, the videos, the texts, the hotel records, the explicit communications. That paints kind of a disturbing picture of organized exploitation rather than consensual encounters. What matters about the defense's bold and risky strategy of not calling any witnesses? Well, by presenting zero witnesses, the defense essentially made a calculated gamble. They're arguing implicitly, that the prosecution's case doesn't even merit a rebuttal. hoping the strategy highlights perceived weaknesses in the evidence or alleged inconsistencies in the testimonies. Combs' choice not to testify himself might prevent jurors from humanizing or sympathizing with him, but it also avoids potentially damaging cross-examinations that could undermine the defense's reasonable doubt strategy. What do you think about that?
To me, it feels like they gave up.
Did they? Or is less is more?
This is your opportunity. This is where you speak your piece. This is where you give your side of the story. They didn't do that. I don't know. It's not the strategy I would have taken, but I'm not a less is more kind of a person. I'm like, you know, throw the glitter and put it all out there. I would have done it differently.
How old is Sean Combs?
That's my note. I want to say 47.
55.
55.
So if he got 15 years for this.
He's an old man.
He's an old man, but he could get out at 70. I'm wondering.
But 15 years? That's it?
It just depends. I mean, that would be the minimum. So if he's trying to go that route, I don't know, just shaking the dice at this point to see what he would get and not incriminate himself further on anything else.
70 is, you know, 55 now, 15 years in prison.
I'm wondering if he's playing the odds, the long game here, if he's going to reinvent himself as Reverend Sean Combs.
Oh. Are you shitting me? You're probably right.
Rev Diddy. Rev D. And he's going to find the Lord and he's going to repent for his sins and he'll start preaching in prison. He'll try and be like a real, you know, inspirational dude. And he'll get out. And then this have all fizzled out. Look, he's atoned. He's, don't we all believe in giving second chances? All that sort of shit will happen. And he'll have a very successful online ministry.
I could see it. I could see it. I totally could.
There's my prediction. Or he's, I mean, if he gets out ever. Or he will be behind bars for the rest of his life. But, like, what's the best odds here? It's like, I think he's pretty much guaranteed he's going to go down for a while. So maybe play the long game. And don't try and argue anymore. On a good day here, you'll get 15 years. A bad day, it could be a lot more. But there is a potential for a good day. Because it's going to be a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. The absence of defense witnesses moves the trial into a stark binary choice for jurors. Trust the detailed emotional testimonies presented by prosecutors or embrace the skepticism showed by defense cross-examination that implied consent and portrayed alleged victims' complicity in Combs' lifestyle. At this juncture, it's all down to the jury's interpretation of credibility, consent, and coercion. So, what's next? Closing arguments. Scheduled Thursday. So might be the day you're listening to this, might be yesterday, might be tomorrow. It all depends. But they are scheduled for the 26th of June 2025. Barring anything crazy happening, and God knows crazy things never happen in this world. Both prosecution and defense will present their closing arguments. Each side will have several hours to make their final case directly to the jury. Prosecutors are expected to revisit and underscore their strongest evidence, highlighting Combs' alleged systematic abuse, manipulation, and orchestration of criminal activities. The defense is expected to frame the entire scenario as consensual adult behavior, painting the prosecution's narrative as sensationalized, exaggerated, and unfairly judgmental of Combs' private lifestyle choices. Jury deliberations could begin soon as well. Immediately after closing arguments, Judge Sammarini will deliver formal instructions. Jurors may begin deliberations as early as could be this week or Monday, depending on the procedural timing. It's a complex case. There's a lot to it. A lot of gravity. Deliberations could last anywhere from several days to weeks. Still, the thoroughness of the prosecution's presentation might streamline juror decision-making. What do you think? Do you think this is going to be a long wait on the jury? Are they going to walk in and walk out?
I do not.
No?
I would be willing to bet that Shoney's gift certificate that I lost in the Karen Reed bet that we made.
Yeah.
I'm betting this is going to, it's just going to be the time spent doing the paperwork. They're going to walk into the room, grab their Subway sub, and go, all right, let's fill out the paperwork.
And then somebody's going to go, damn, I didn't want chicken. I wanted turkey.
Yeah.
And that's going to hold everything up because then somebody's got to get to the Subway again and then get another sandwich and bring it up because he's going to say, I'm not going to express my opinion until I get my turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And is this light mayo? No, it's not. I asked for light mayo. And what about the pictures? I asked for the pictures. Don said there was going to be pictures. And now I got to sit here and eat a fucking Subway sandwich with regular mayo.
See, this is going to be a quick turnaround. I could be very wrong about this, but I have a feeling what these people saw is stuck in their memories. And they're thinking nothing but guilty. I can't imagine that they're sitting back going, well, you know, this is just his lifestyle.
I hope not.
It's a pretty bizarre lifestyle.
There's three counts, so we'll see what could happen. Here's our possible outcomes in this. If convicted on all counts, Sean Combs faces severe penalties, including potential life imprisonment. Federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges carry significant mandatory minimum sentences, making conviction particularly dire. An acquittal, conversely, obviously would immediately free Combs from custody, although he would likely face continued civil lawsuits and reputational repercussions regardless. Final thought on all this? I mean, it's a lot. The prosecution's massive sprawling case against Sean Combs to the direction that we're going to see the closing arguments of Sean's side go.
What do you think?
I think he's going to be found guilty on all charges, if not most charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to put him away for a long time. How long? You know, there's going to be appeals. There's going to be this. There's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I mean, people they win on appeal. Look at Cosby.
Oh, do I have to?
He's out. They appealed.
Ugh.
And they found that a piece of evidence that was admitted was supposed to be immune from any sort of prosecution based on the evidence that he was giving in a deposition or something. And they used it. And then that made the whole case get thrown out. So look, it's not crazy to think that this guy's not going to be out at some point in time again. I hope not. But we live in a strange, strange world. You know?
I don't know.
Trump decides to pardon him because he's going to make Sean John fashion great again. There you go. Everything is Sean John at the Trump store going forward. Nothing weird about that. Great artist, great performer. We're going to make Diddy great again.
Oh my God. Oh
God.
Maida, make Diddy great again.
Now look, I don't care what side you're on. That's funny. That's just funny.
I don't have enough alcohol for that thought. I really don't. Yeah.
Trump and Sean John branded baby oil.
I was just going to say baby oil. The Trump baby oil. Oh, God.
Big tea on that. And then Sean John's signature there.
Oh, the world we live in today.
Anything is possible, my friends. Anything is possible. In the comment section, let us know your thoughts on where you think this might all be going. Guilty? Innocent? Hung jury? Anything's possible. Pardoned? You know, abducted and missing out of the jail cell before sentencing and hanging out on an island with Tupac somewhere?
Epstein Island.
Tell me where you think. Where you think you would he would be. Maybe with Carmen Sandiego. Again, anything is possible. For Stacey, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.